of that Bermuda breakthrough. That's the kind of breakthrough I want you to have. Here's how you have that kind of breakthrough. Look at page 10. We're going to go through these quickly. On page 10, these are the most common limiting beliefs. These are the lies that you've been telling yourself. One of them, there's never enough time. People, that's not true. That's not true. Did you know that time is a man-made concept? There's no time in eternity. There's no time in eternity. Time doesn't even exist in eternity. So the new belief, what I started writing down on index cards is, Lisa, God and his infinite wisdom made 24 hours enough time. I want you to fill in whatever your new belief is so that you can replace that lie, replace that limiting belief that there's not enough time, there's never enough time. Stop feeding yourself that lie. When you feed yourself that lie, it's a self-fulfilled prophecy. You'll actually create chaos in your life so that you won't have time to finish things. People, it's true. So start attracting more time to yourself. And then you'll start actually prioritizing your time when you adopt this empowering belief that God in infinite wisdom made 24 hours enough time. Start feeding yourself that truth. There's always enough time. There's always enough time. There's always enough time. Here's another lie. I work better under pressure. Anybody ever said that? That's not true, people. How do you know, anyways? Have you ever given yourself a project, given yourself enough time, the gift of time, to do a good job? So here's my new belief. I work best when I give myself ample time. I work best when I give myself ample time. You fill in your own new empowering belief. Here's a big one. If I say no, people won't like me. If I say no, people won't like me. Or here's another one. If I say no, people won't respect me. They won't think I got it all together. I know you think that. Oh, I better say yes, 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 so people think I got it all together. I know you think that. I used to think that too. I still fall into that. And it's not true. It's hurting your success. So eliminate that negative belief and replace it with, if I say no to some things, I can say yes to the most important thing. You know, the word no is the first word you ever learned. Cross culture, it's the first word any little baby ever learned. So you know what? That must mean something, people. Start using the word no more, because the word no gives you freedom. If you say no to some things, then you can say yes to the more important things, your true assignment, your real purpose. Here's a big one, people. Anything worth doing is worth doing perfectly. How many of you have heard that as a young student, a young child? Oh, if it's worth doing, it's worth doing perfectly. This is one of the biggest limiting beliefs that people have today. They hear that little voice, anything worth doing is worth doing perfectly. It's not true, people. That's hurting your success. You're actually repelling success because of that. You're not given those one-on-ones when you should be because you think you need to be perfect. So let's change that limiting belief to anything worth doing is worth failing forward at until I get it right. Anything worth doing is worth failing forward at until you get it right.
Lisa, you touched on some things that kind of hit me between the eyes tonight in regards to things that are inbred into us or that are back in our past. I had a childhood nickname that I just could not stand. It was fine when I was a kid, but I'm the youngest of the fifth youngest out of a family of six, and my entire family still calls me by this rather embarrassing nickname. That really bothers me. That's one situation, and the other one is the university I attended was a small state school, and for some reason in my mind I feel like a second-class citizen because it's not a well-respected pedigree or whatever. What are your suggestions? overcoming those self-limiting beliefs, how do you deal with that when they, I really didn't even know they were there until you shared tonight.
I'm so happy for you. What a breakthrough. Yes, that's the first step, is exposing them, and you did that tonight. Hey, there's something here. There is something here. This is affecting your success. So how to break through that mediocrity is first exposing it, which you did tonight. That's a breakthrough. And the second thing is replacing it. See, so often we say, oh, just don't think about it. It's like telling someone not to smoke. Hey, it's addicting. How do you just not smoke? How do you just not think about it? Well, you replace it with a different habit. You replace it with a different action. You replace it with a different nickname. So whenever that nickname comes to you, or whenever that thought, that belief comes to you, Shay, the second-class citizen, like I had to do too, Lisa Jimenez, second place, I replace that immediately. In fact, part of the homework tonight is to actually wear a rubber band on your wrist. And whenever that thought comes, or that belief comes into your mind, you snap your wrist and you retrain your mind. You tell yourself the truth. Lisa Jimenez, first place. Shay from Texas, first class citizen. And whatever is compelling to you. Now, this is a personal thing. You need to find something that's very compelling for you, Shay, personally, of a new nickname for you that you choose to replace that other nickname. Powerful things are going to happen in your life. Really, I'm excited for you. What a breakthrough.
Where'd you go to school, Shay?
I'm out. I went to school at Saul Ross State University in Alpine,
Texas. I'm familiar with it. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to call. Do you get any alumni mailings from them?
On occasion, yes.
I want you to call the alumni office and ask them to send you a list of all the officers of that of their alumni organization. And what I challenge you to do is find out what those people do. And you're going to find some super successful people or alumni of your institution. And then I want you to pick one that's close by to you and call them up and ask them if you can buy them lunch.
Oh, that's nice.
Tell them you're an alumni and you just want to buy them lunch.
Yeah.
And then I want you to get around them so you'll see there's nothing second class about the education you got.
Yeah, and I think I just get it from the people I work with that went to bigger places. You know, they're always giving me a hard time about it. But it does affect me.
Sure. Well, you in order to get rid of it, you've got to, it's like Lisa said, you've got to change the belief. It's got to be truth. And when you see the truth, when you confront the truth, when it's physical in front of you, there's no denying it.
I appreciate
that. So, Shay, are you willing to take that challenge that Vic just gave you?
Oh, absolutely. I'll do it tomorrow.
All right. Fantastic. Wow.
Good. Keep us posted on your progress.
I will.
Got a question.
You currently have in your life exactly what you expect you should have. That empowering truth can actually cause you to attract success, because now you are compelled and willing to focus on those limiting beliefs by exposing them, and then you don't have to focus on them anymore out of habit, because now you have the habit of replacing them, and that's called training your mind. Training your mind and your heart, because, yes, you currently have in your life exactly what you expect you should have.
Outstanding. Thanks, everyone, for joining. Thank you, Lisa. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great week.